Friends by mail.
We choose to decide right now. I read an article in the March 2012 Friend by President Thomas S. Monson called Decide Right Now. He wrote about someone deciding if he should participate in sports on Sundays. My brothers and I play a lot of different sports and we enjoy them, but we decided to make the choice right now that we will not play sports on Sundays. I know that when the day comes when I have to decide to play or not, the decision will have already been made. I'm glad my brothers are making the same choice. I want to make this decision because I want to make my Heavenly Father happy. Caden C., age 11, Idaho.
The Friend helps friends. Even though most of my friends think I am too old to read The Friend, I still skim through it every time it arrives in the mail. The story, Bald Heads and Buddies, on page 36 in the April 2012 issue, caught my eye. I have a friend who had a cancerous tumor and lost all of her hair during treatment. She's fine now. Moved by your story, I photocopied it and sent it to her with a note explaining what magazine it was from and how it made me think of her. I hope to be as supportive of my friend as I help her through her struggles. Thank you for the inspiration. Lucy W., age 12, Maryland.
How I read The Friend. I like reading The Friend with my newly hatched swallowtail butterfly. Madeline S., age 11, Oregon. Dear friends, many of you celebrate Thanksgiving this month. Our readers from Canada celebrated it in October. But it's always a good time to think about all the things Heavenly Father has given us and to thank Him for those blessings. One of the things we're most thankful for is you, our wonderful readers. Write and tell us what you're thankful for. Counting our blessings, The Friend. Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail.